I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Feature trend. It can set on spewing out anger and spewing out threats and spewing out all other stuff, and then everything starts following that because you set on fire a course of nature, and everything that you're saying is starting to come towards you now. And it says it's set on fire of hell. It opens portals, avenues, entryways for the enemy to come and start troubling your mind, troubling your flesh. He said your whole body will get defiled. Sometimes the devil will put sickness on your body because of how foolishly you talk. Say amen, lights. It's true. Your mouth, words you choose, stuff you talk about, you shouldn't give the devil the time of day. Listen, I'm not oblivious of a whole lot of things going on. I just don't pay it no attention. I don't give any energy to it. Why should you give energy to what the enemy's trying to do? You better give energy to what God is doing. Stop being so sin conscious. Be God conscious. If God be for you, who can be against you? Dominion in the earth. You can talk your way out of foolishness. You can talk your way out of poverty. Hello. You can talk your way into blessing. Hello. It's important. These spies, at a very important time. Let me tell you something. There's a crisis point. Anybody that knows warfare, there's a time in your life you have to say the right things. And I'm not talking about parroting something or making something up. I'm talking about what you have become. You need to talk from the right posture, the right perspective, and say the things that God says. Otherwise, it will not only impede, but sometimes it can destroy and divert you from your destiny. These 12 spies, if you notice, the 10 that said we are not able to go up, in the next chapter, their prophecy was fulfilled. They died by the plague. Young, virile, you know, strong warriors. Yet they died by the plague because of their mouth. Look at somebody, tell them right now, watch your mouth. Look at them again, tell them, watch it real close. These spies never, I'd say it this way, they never got out of the shallows, being governed by what they saw, governed by what they felt. Come on, it's time, tell somebody, it's time to grow up. You can flip the script on a situation just by talking about it from another perspective until you get it in you. See, you don't get in life all that you want, you get all that you are. And you can dress up all you want to how you're trying to talk in front of people, but how do you really talk? How do you self-talk? How do you talk when you're not using words, but it's thoughts in your mind? How do you talk to other people? How do you talk about situations? How you talk is a lot of times how you're going to see it. Joshua, let not the book of this law depart out of your mouth. Keep this book of the law in your mouth. Meditate day and night, that you may have good success, that you may prosper. Amen. Prosperity and good success and even health. You got to have health in your tongue. Amen. I said, you got to talk health. I'm not talking about that we're robots. No, you can become this. Why, if you talk negative all the time, how come you can't talk positive too? If you're always talking unbelief, how come you can't talk faith? If you're always doubting, why can't you start being one that believes all the time? Yes, you can. Tell somebody, flip the script. You want to get out of where you are or get from where you are, then start talking right. The tongue is like the helm of a ship. It's the bit in the horse's mouth. It's going to guide you. Amen. You hear me oftentimes talk about being that bit. Ain't nobody messing with it. It's on autopilot. Then back the other way, and then it gets you. When everything calms down, you be right on course. Wind's gonna blow sometime. Rain will come. The waters will get rough sometime. But tell somebody, keep the helm on course. Tell somebody, get out of there. That, as a matter of fact, that whole generation never got out. They were left in the wilderness to die. Now, they made the wrong choice. Remember we talked about choice, not chance? It says about you choose. Amen. We choose. It's not by chance, but we choose. And it's very important that we choose right. Say this with me right now. I choose what God has chosen for me. I renounce any ploy, plot, scheme, or strategy of the enemy to divert me or destroy me in Jesus' name. Amen. Talk to yourself. Do some self-talk. I choose what God wants. I may not know the exact way, but Lord, I choose your way. Yes to your will. Amen. In Genesis, I want to take a look at one of the patriarchs who truly was purpose-driven by the name of Joseph. Genesis 39, verse 1. Genesis 39 and verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. We know the story of Joseph well. You've heard it many times, but let me bring you into remembrance of some things here. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, sold into Egypt by his brethren, sold into slavery. Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, that's a message all by itself. How could a brother being sold into slavery be a prosperous man? Except that God be with him. Amen. How could, see, you have to understand, this thing is not, we're governed by different laws. There are laws in the spirit that defy natural order. Amen. Tell somebody, that's why you got to get out of the shallows. You know, there's a testimony, and this is on the tragic side, but those duck boats, there was a duck boat that sank in Branson, Missouri. Hit some high waters. We see those duck boats down in Palm Beach a lot. And it sank, and there were lots of people on there. And this one woman, her entire family died. 9 people. But she said, she was spared. She was, she said she sank so deep, but, you know, she got to where she couldn't breathe in that, but somehow she floated up to the top, and she was eventually rescued, and she told her story. But the whole ordeal was tragic, but she was spared out of all the family, but she floated up to the top. You know, even though she didn't know how to swim. Let's go back to Joseph. Get that back up for me. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him oversee over his house, and over all, and all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Now Joseph's a slave. But God said he made him to prosper. He was so prosperous that Potiphar saw what was on his life and turned everything over in his house. And Potiphar was a very wealthy man. Turned it over to Joseph's charge. My point is this, and I just touched again on that tragic story. We are governed by laws that defy the natural order. This woman was spared because she floated up to the top, while a lot of other people just sank. Purpose. God said, not now. God was on him. God was with him. Purpose was driving him. It doesn't matter. I don't care what kind of weapon was with him. Purpose was driving him. Organization stands against you. Who's done you wrong? Who, what? It doesn't matter who. Listen, God. Who or what can be against you? There is no counsel against God. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order
be against you,
or for more information, events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.